Prayer has become a habit in my daily life. Spending quality time with God begins by calling His name and giving Him thanks. Having that intimate relationship with God is so important for my everyday walk. It gives me strength to cope with obstacles and to fight against the pressures of everyday life. Let me tell you a little about my prayer life. It is the best experience I have ever had in knowing my God personally as my Savior. When I got closer to God and having a personal relationship with Him, it changed many areas in my life. When struggles come, I am able to let go of the negative thinking and focus on the positive. Remember, without failures, there will not be success. I've been blessed in many ways. We are all blessed in different ways. All I could say is that getting closer to God, I was able to let go and let God work in my life. God is good. Yes, He is. Life has a purpose for each and every one of us. We all have good and bad within ourselves. We are all human. Humans try to put each other down by saying bad things about each other, but in reality, we cannot change a person for who he or she may be. I have had many experiences in trying to change a person into letting them do what I think is right, but their perspective was so different. Trusting in God made me remove many mindful situations that I thought would make a big difference in my life. Growing up as a child, my religion was Roman Catholic. I remember my mother going to church, but I could not quite remember my Christian life in Trinidad. As I came to America, my Christian life changed a lot. I became a Christian. The teachings were far different from those of Roman Catholicism. To be a Christian does not mean that everything changes in your life. My view as a Christian believer is to have faith in God, trust in God, and obey His word. This comes from knowing your walk with God and doing good toward each other, loving each other unconditionally. This is very important. We should be helping each other. This is what Christianity is all about. You see, some may criticize Christians because they believe Christians should be living a righteous life. But in reality, we are all humans and are subjected to do things that are not always pleasing to God. We must remember that we all came into this world as sinners. No one is perfect. We try to do the will of God. The fact that we go to church does not mean that we are good at heart. Putting your trust in God and not man is very important in your Christian walk with God. Having faith is very important, because without faith, there will always be doubts and fear in our lives. When the pastor is ministering God's word, it is very important to listen and apply God's word into our hearts. In doing so, God's word will direct us and show us the right way. We should listen to the word very carefully. That's why I suggest that if you do not have your own personal relationship with God, your views about Christianity will always have a question, why? There are many churches in this world today. However, our focus should always be on God. Going to church every Sunday does not make you a true believer. But having a heart that is righteous will make your Christian walk right. No one should criticize another for his or her religious belief. Churches criticize each other, but it all adds up to praising one God. Remember, there are false doctrines, there are false ministries, and there are false prophets. You have to be careful. That's why, as I said before, having a close relationship with God is very important. We are not praying to man, we are praying to God. I invite you to just say this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you come into my heart. Save me, Father. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, and I invite you into my heart in the name of Jesus. I encourage you to find a good Bible-based church with a group of believers that will love and support you. Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. God is good all the time.